Hurricane Beryl turned the lights out on Houston right in the middle of a heat wave, and neither the summer nor the hurricane season will end anytime soon. So how prepared is the power grid in Texas and throughout the U.S. to withstand our changing climate? Michael Weber is a professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Texas at Austin and focuses on energy issues. Professor, almost 3 million people lost power after Hurricane Beryl came through this week. Aging infrastructure, strength of the storm, or too much of both?
I mean, it's everything, right? It's a warming world with weirder weather, but also more demands on the grid than we used to have from air conditioning and electric cars and data centers and everything. So it's all hitting the grid at the same time and sort of a triple whammy.
Yeah, and I remember when Texas, February 2021, when it was cold, right? Three severe winter storms caused the worst infrastructure failure in state history. So it's a reality, I think, that we've known about, but how come it seems like we're unprepared infrastructure-wise to handle this stuff?
I think the big difference we have to deal with now is that the weather is actually more intense. We built our grid over decades in a century when the weather was milder. And as the weather gets colder and hotter and windier and wetter and drier all at the same time, that puts more strains on the grid. And these storms have different failure modes. The storm of February 2021, it was really cold. So that froze up the natural gas system and froze up coal piles and froze up the power plants. This time it was the wind from the hurricanes and other things that knocked down the wires and poles. So there are different places the grid can fail, and extreme weather triggers all of it. And then when you have an outage and it's really hot outside, it goes from uncomfortable to deadly really quickly. So that's a compounding factor for the misery and the suffering right now.
Now we're focusing on Texas right now, but how are power grids across the country? Is this just a Texas thing right now, or is it vulnerable everywhere?
It's really everywhere. So Texas is really prominent because it's the energy capital of the world. And when the energy capital of the world struggles with its energy, it seems to be really noteworthy. Also, Texas is the line of attack, it seems like, of these windstorms and hurricanes. So we get all the weather. But we also have our own grid. There's three grids in America, east, west, and Texas. And our isolated grid makes it harder for us to respond sometimes if the power goes out in a bulk way. But it's also California, which has the heat and worry about the wildfires. And there's tornadoes and heat wave in New York, where I'm seated right now. There was actually a demand response event 2 days ago where they asked people to conserve power because it was so hot in New York. So it seems like everyone has to confront this warming world, but also all the new demands for electricity for our phones and laptops and everything else.
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles, Professor. It's been like 100 degrees almost every single day for a couple of weeks now. Every day, I think I'm checking on the grid to make sure that it's holding up. So what needs to be done at the local level to make grids more resilient?
There are a variety of things you can do. And in your California example is interesting because you have that heat wave. The heat wave probably is accompanied by droughts. So you might be getting less hydroelectric power out of the dams in California at the same time. That's another strain. At the local level, start with efficiency. California is quite good at that. Texas, we need to catch up. And that reduces the demand in your home if you have a more efficient air conditioner or better insulation in your homes. There are things we can do like solar panels on our roof or batteries, and not all of us can afford that. So maybe there's a room for government policy support there. But that will help prop up the grid if we have more supply from the solar panels or backup from the batteries. And we just need to expand the grid, frankly, and then expand the wires and poles, like have more wires and poles, more transmission and distribution. And I would even suggest hardening the system, getting stronger poles instead of the old wooden ones, or putting them underground in places where you can to avoid sparking a wildfire or to avoid having them fall over when it's windy. So there are a variety of things we can do in our homes or at the local community level.
That's Michael Weber at the University of Texas at Austin. Professor Weber, thank you very much for explaining this to us.
Yeah, and thanks for covering the story. It's an important topic.